This Israel report is brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you are based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.
Joining us now on the line, we welcome Yank Farber. Yank is an Israeli journalist. He's reporting to us from Israel for the Israel Report. Yank, good afternoon to you. Once again, thanks so much for joining us on today's show. Over to you.
Yeah, good evening.
Evening, Yank. Okay. So, please go ahead.
Okay, listen. So something is really going crazy now as we talk, as we speak.
Yes.
In Jerusalem, a traffic police came to give a ticket to a shop because maybe they put the garbage on the street or maybe they didn't, I don't know, maybe they did something wrong.
Yes.
So one of the workers in the shop started having a fight with the traffic police. He called the real police, and it's in a very extreme neighborhood in Mea Shearim, very near where all the demonstrations are going on against Israel all the time, in the center of Jerusalem, in the middle of Jerusalem, and it's a very, very extreme neighborhood, anti-Zionist neighborhood, very Orthodox, very ultra-Orthodox.
Okay.
And there's a massive, massive fight in the last 4 or 5 hours. 15 police officers were injured. Five or six Orthodox people were arrested. They turned over police cars. They damaged police cars. And police were throwing smoke grenades, on the people that demonstrated, and it's still going on. Now the reason why it happened, because they thought that the police is coming to arrest boys that haven't showed up to the IDF.
Okay.
And I don't know who, somebody lied on social media that it's because the police came to arrest boys for the IDF. So, but it's not true. They just had a fight was about traffic thing. So it's still going on and the whole street is turned over. But actually, in this place, many, many foreign Orthodox boys from around the world are learning in yeshivot in that place, from America, from England, from other places in Europe. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy and it's a dangerous place.
So, Yank, okay, now let's focus on that. So the issues that are going on between the general public and the Orthodox community. Do you get a sense that there's something... Okay, as you say, it was misunderstood, but we did discuss this before. Do you feel that there are major differences surfacing and opinions surfacing regarding the Orthodox stance regarding, you know, like for recruitment into the IDF and what have you? What impressions are you getting there?
That it's going to escalate because it's like a little fire. You just need to say something and then the fire becomes big.
Wow.
The Orthodox communities, every Orthodox community, there's quite a few Orthodox communities actually, but all of them, they feel that the government is chasing them and running after them and giving them a hard time. This is the way they look at it. The secular community said, I'm sorry, you should join the IDF, you should join the army just like we do. We don't see any reason you should not join the IDF. So both communities are very, very frustrated, each one from his side. And the way it looks like, it's not going to be quiet in the next few weeks in Israel, especially when in the Knesset they're trying to pass the law, the draft law, but I don't know how it's going to pass because the Orthodox are against the law and also the secular are against the law, each one from his reasons. And it's bad. It's bad.
We will be watching that with keen interest. Yank, something else that made headlines today, and I'm wondering what reaction we are looking at regarding Prime Minister Netanyahu heading the ministerial team that will determine the scope of a government-led commission of inquiry into October the 7th, the Hamas onslaught. What are you hearing? How is this news being received right now?
Well, you know something? It didn't make big headlines because there's so much going on. But nothing really happened. They just said they're going to establish a few people that are going to do something about it. We'll see what to do. We're not sure. They haven't really done anything yet. We haven't seen any community, special committee that get together and they're going to do something. They said, we're going to speak, we're going to do. In Israel, till you don't do anything, it never happens. It's not a big headline, but you know what? Did make big headlines in Israel about 30 or maybe less Israelis, right-wing activities, they tried in to get to Gaza to rebuild Jewish settlements in Gaza.
Right.
And they came to the Gaza border and they managed to drive in inside Gaza. Well, not Khan Yunis and, you know, but inside Gaza, they skipped all the soldiers. Now, you don't do much, anything to them because they're Jewish, the Israelis. But the police, when it comes to such things, you need the police, not the soldiers. The soldiers don't have any authority to arrest anybody. So they waited for the police, and the police came, and they took them out from Gaza, and some of them were arrested, and some of them had to come to the court. It's crazy. Many times, right-wing activities of trying to get into Gaza to rebuild the place. Well, I don't think they're going to be able to rebuild it, but, you know, they want to show the Palestinians that they will never be able to do 7th of October again because the border is going to be watched much better.
But Yank, now what became of those? The police now removed them, and have they been officially charged or arrested? What's happened with them?
No, because the government likes them. You know, part of the government, Itamar Ben-Gvir, you know, he's a minister, and Bezalel Smotrich.
Right.
They are ministers, they are from the right-wing parties and the extreme right-wing parties, and they are friendly with all those people. I don't think they're going to do anything. Listen, they haven't done anything wrong except going inside Gaza. That's against the law. But they haven't fought it with the police or the soldiers. When the police came, they said, get out. So they went out. But no, the government will not do anything. The police will definitely not do anything because they all work together. But the question is going to be, what's going to be next election? What government there will be in Israel? If Israel is going again to a right-wing election, to a right-wing government, complicated. And if it's going to be like a center government, you know, left, right, probably without the Orthodox parties.
Indeed.
This is what mainly the Zionist parties, as we can call them, they are against a government with Orthodox parties and also Arab parties. They're also against to Arab parties because they say if the government is with the Arab parties, you cannot fight Gaza.
Indeed.
At the moment, everything is stuck. People are waiting to hear when there is going to be election. But it's definitely going to be election in 2026. October is the last day.
Indeed.
Yank, but it'll probably be before.
Sure. Yank, I'm sorry. We're going to have to leave it there. But as always, thank you so much for joining us on today's show to bring us the latest as to what's transpiring in Israel. Yank Farber is Israeli journalist.
This Israel report is brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you are based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.